Secretary General, Assistant Secretary General, colleague ambassadors, alternates, and OAS staff. Although I did not have the opportunity to go back home to St. Vincent and the Grenadines during the Christmas break to replenish my stock, I nevertheless bring you warm, sunny Vincentian greetings for a Happy New Year. Mr. Chairman, I would like to thank Mr. Stephen Greiner, Chief of the Electoral Observation Mission, for his report on the referendum held in St. Vincent and the Grenadines on the 25th of November, 2009. As you would have heard from the report, this referendum for constitutional reform was the first of its kind in the Eastern Caribbean. When the government of Prime Minister, Dr. the Honorable Ralph Gonsalves, took office in March 2001, its first term, one of the items high on its order of priorities was, and still is, promoting and maintaining democracy. The government felt that this could be achieved through strengthening the framework of good governance, and what better way to do so than by enhancing the nation's founding document, its constitution. Within the first week of taking office, Prime Minister Gonsalves wrote to then Secretary General of the OAS, His Excellency Cesar Gaviria, seeking assistance from the OAS in the government's quest for constitutional reform for St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Other regional and international bodies also played a key role in the process. As you heard from the Chief of the Electoral Observation Mission, the OAS was involved in the process at a very early stage, providing much-needed resources through the invaluable FEMCD to help support the work of our Constitutional Review Commission. This included assistance in taking consultations to Vincentians living throughout the world, so that their ideas could be collected and canvassed in the final draft to be proposed as a revised constitution. The work which the government has done on this revised constitution therefore spanned a good 7 years or so. Regrettably, what was once a united national effort at constitutional reform later evolved into a political campaign for and against the referendum, with the government failing to meet the required 67% support to pass the constitution and instead amassed 43%. Of course, our commitment to democracy means that the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines respects and stands by the decision and the will of the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Nevertheless, the government is proud that it has had the courage and the leadership to attempt this seminal and noble effort in nation building and democracy enhancing. Perhaps in the future, the consciously enlightened will judge that the government was on the right side of history. In spite of the rejection of the revised constitution, St. Vincent and the Grenadines has blazed the trail. Our process is one which other countries in the Eastern Caribbean who have only recently embarked on constitutional reform look to for their lessons. In all of this, we have to thank the OAS for making this effort possible. To you, Secretary General and Assistant Secretary General, to Chief of Mission Greiner and your staff and observation team, to the permanent missions and permanent observer missions who send nationals as part of the OAS mission, and here I make special mention of Serbia, and most importantly, to the permanent missions, in particular Brazil, Canada, and the United States, whose financial contributions make these electoral observation missions possible. A very big thank you on behalf of the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.